A former legislator from Nenana is being fined $18,000 for breaking state ethics rules. An investigation found that Alan Dick, a Republican who served one term in the House, charged the state and his campaign account for the same travel expenses and that he let family members live in his legislative office. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
The Legislative Ethics Committee doesn't mince words in its decision. It reads, Representative Dick seemed to operate under the premise that rules and regulations regarding legislative travel did not apply to him. They say he had a cavalier mindset and that his lack of attention to detail was unacceptable for a public official. The committee found Dick in violation of 5 of the 8 charges brought against him, dismissing the rest for insufficient evidence. Dick admitted that he, his wife, and his son lived in his Fairbanks legislative office on and off last fall, at the height of the campaign season. The committee's investigation found that he kept sleeping items in his office and that staff saw him coming and going at all times of the day and night. Statute prohibits public resources from being used for private benefit, the idea being that you don't want people to treat state offices like their own hotel rooms or personal apartments to avoid paying rent, especially if there's no legislative purpose for it. The committee found that Dick required his legislative staff to prepare him for a Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce candidate debate while on state time. Dick told the committee that he was confused about whether that campaign activity could count as legislative work, which the committee scoffed at. Investigation interviews determined that his staff had constantly reminded him that doing campaign work on government time was inappropriate. The committee also found that Dick frequently charged the state and his own campaign fund for many of the same activities. The double charges were as small as $17 for a meal at McGrath and as high as $700 to cover the aviation mileage on his private plane. As punishment, Dick is being ordered to repay the state $3,500 for the inappropriate charges he submitted. The committee is also hitting him with the cost of the investigation, which came close to $15,000. Dick did not return a request for comment to explain his course of action. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.